Hello everybody, welcome to the first Professional Driver podcast. Today we're looking at the issue of five-star hotels and chauffeuring, and I have two very interesting guests today who are going to discuss that topic. My first guest works for the AA. Now, some of you might think the AA is mainly involved in breakdown services and insurance, but deep within the organisation there are many areas, and one of those is vetting of five-star hotels. So my first guest is Simon Numford. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please, Simon.
Hi, Mark. I'm Simon Numford, Managing Director of AA Media Limited. So AA Media looks after three key areas. We're a publisher, we're a retailer, and the largest part of our business is accreditation, and we run accreditation services for the hospitality industry. So the star rating that you might be familiar with, or the Rosette scheme for food, is what we endorse and qualify on an annual basis for the hospitality industry.
Our second guest is someone known well to the chauffeuring sector. He runs a company that triumphed in our recent Professional Driver QSI Awards last November as the Best New Start Operator. It's David Bruce of Shabay. David, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Mark. Yes, so David Bruce, I run Shabay in the UK. Shabay entered the UK market in 2020. The business is 100 years old, and we entered the market principally to extend the Shabay brand, and one of those markets we seek to serve is the luxury five-star market, which is how Shabay was formed originally in Paris between the First and Second World War. And we consider ourselves to be real specialists in serving that niche market.
Well, the hotel sector's taken a bit of a hammering over the last couple of years, hasn't it, with the coronavirus pandemic. But I think London particularly has proved quite resilient. How are you finding it, Simon?
Well, you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, COVID has had a tremendous impact on the hospitality industry, one of the first industries to be impacted, and continues to be. But as you say, I think the industry is very resilient, and the London marketplace, we've seen tremendous amounts of investment pre-COVID in various hotel projects, such as the Royal Lancaster, and various other hotels have seen significant investment. And we're also seeing a number of projects of new international brands coming into the marketplace. So we've got Raffles, Peninsula, the second Rosewood, all about to come on stream in the next couple of years. And there's significant investment going into existing properties. So the Ritz in London has just embarked on a massive multi-million pound project, which is going to take several years. And various other hotels are investing heavily in terms of the five-star marketplace. So I think it's a very buoyant marketplace, which will continue to recover as demand, both domestic and importantly international travel, comes back.
David, how are you finding it from a chauffeuring point of view? Are you seeing it picking up at the same speed as some of the other things you do, like business travel or tourist work, or is it slower, faster? How's it going?
I think it's a parallel to overall business and international travel. We serve 8 luxury properties and residences in London, and the occupancy of those hotels is increasing weekly. And you talk to many concierge and general managers, and many of them now are at capacity for the summer season, which is obviously fantastic news for them. And then that relates directly to us, because clearly the busier they are, the more people engage in our services. So we can definitely sense that as well.
And I guess that helps you grow your fleet and build the business of Shabay as well.
Yeah, we've been absolutely delighted with the reception in the market in London for Shabay. We serve, you know, some of the really top end properties, the real luxury end of the market, which is where we seek to be in the marketplace. So we've been delighted, and obviously with the volume coming back as well, that just substantiates the business decision to come into the market in London.
Clearly, one of the things that's necessary if you're a demanding guest staying at a top quality London hotel is you need transport to get there and transport to go other places when you're staying there. And I think the transport clearly has to be of the same quality and standard as the hotel. How do you two make sure that happens, and what do you have to do to ensure that the transport that David's providing is up to the standard that the guests demand?
Well, you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, the expectations of an AA five-star hotel are absolutely the pinnacle of standards, where we're looking for clear attention to detail, for highest quality levels of excellence and service, to really deliver a memorable guest experience. And that's a sort of a benchmark at five star. So really interesting when I reconnected with David to hear what he's doing with Chabé and their luxury chauffeur service, and understanding their DNA, their history and heritage, and importantly, their focus on customer service. And I think that's why David and I thought to actually collaborate and partner with each other was a very harmonious partnership, because I could see Chabé and their ability to offer their services on behalf of a five-star hotel, but also mirror the five-star's own culture, DNA and service standards, and almost become an extension of their brand, being a really harmonious fit and something our five-star hotel members would actually welcome a conversation about in a very fragmented marketplace.
David, does that put extra pressure on Chabé and yourself to make sure you meet those kind of standards? Or is that something that you just comes naturally to Chabé?
Nothing comes naturally, Mark. Everything has to be worked at. But I think there's no question about it that the five-star clients, the concierge teams, the management teams' expectations are the highest expectation in any market that we serve. They have absolutely exacting standards. They are looking after some of the world's most discerning guests, and the service we provide has to reflect that. You know, Chabé is incredibly passionate about our brand. It's 100 years old. It has a lot of heritage, just like the AA. Actually, to the hotels, what's important is their brand. You know, we're a white label provider, and we have to make sure that we reflect their values in the service we provide. And that goes quite deep in terms of the customer experience and the guest experience, in terms of training of the chauffeurs in the hotel brand expectations and service standards. It goes through to the technology that we deploy. We have very specific technology to serve the concierge teams that you have to meet that guest experience, right the way through to chauffeur training and clearly a significant capital investment in the very latest technology and fleet to use for those guests. So yeah, it is the highest level of service is required by the hotels, and it's not easy to do, but that actually helps our business because it sets a benchmark for the rest of the service we provide into other verticals.
We talked about a partnership. I think is this an exclusive deal now that you have for with Chabé for AA hotels that you recommend, or you've reached a certain level? Can you explain how it works, please, Simon?
Absolutely, Mark. Our partnership is exclusive with Chabé. We look to have a range of business partners to service our customers, and that's where the level of detail, service, value, and quality is really, really important, and it has to match our own values as a brand, which is very, very important, where customer service is probably our number one priority. So we wouldn't dream of partnering with any brand or company which we didn't think could uphold our same levels of customer service in terms of dealing with our customers. That's really, really important to us.
So this is five-star hotels you're talking about?
So five-star hotels, which is Chabé's market. So if we, of all our five-star London hotels, should they be looking for a new or looking to replace an existing service in terms of chauffeuring, we would fully endorse and recommend Chabé. For all the reasons that David's mentioned previously, their attention to detail, their quality of service, their range of cars, their sustainability credentials, all of those are important things. But most important is their ability to mirror the hotel's own standards and be an extension of their brand, I think is really fundamental for a five-star operator, because the quality of the experience for every single guest is so important to every single five-star hotel.
So that's quite an endorsement, David, isn't it? When Simon talked about new investment, new hotels coming on stream in London, that when someone opens up a new luxury venue, you're the guy that's getting the recommendation from the AA. How's that working so far?
Firstly, I would say that we're just exceptionally proud to be endorsed by the AA. You know, it's a very well-regarded brand that's been in this market for many, many decades. So to receive that that recommendation, it means a lot for our business. If Chabé is an unknown brand in London until 2 years ago, it's much more established in continental Europe. But for London as a new entrant, one of my challenges was how do we get the brand out there into the market? And clearly, with the endorsement from the AA, it's a huge honour actually. And in terms of how has it helped our business? It certainly has, because it's allowed me to meet concierge teams, to meet hoteliers, just to explain the difference that we bring to the market. And that's been incredibly helpful to get those introductions and to get that starting point. It's never a guarantee of winning business. It's a quite a long sales cycle. It's all about relationships, as Simon has said. But from a standing start, we now serve nearly 20% of the five-star market in London, which I'm incredibly proud of the team to have done that. But you're only as good as your last job. So you have to keep on that very highest level of service. And we work very, very closely with our concierge teams to make sure that is maintained. And we listen to our concierge customers to improve the service all of the time. So it isn't by any chance any sort of given. We work incredibly hard on making sure we continue to deliver that service promise.
We hear a lot about sustainability these days, don't we? It's a new buzzword beyond just being thinking green and acting green. It runs a little bit deeper than that. And I think the hotel sector, like every other business, is going to have to get used to adopting sustainability as a core value. Can you give us a few ideas of what's happening in the hotel market, Simon?
Absolutely, Mark. You're absolutely right. Sustainability has become fundamental, I think, to the hospitality industry, and it needs to go to great measures to become sustainable in all different parts. Most importantly, obviously, it's carbon footprint, but I think also more importantly that more and more consumers are using sustainability as an important filter for when they choose where to stay or where to visit. So that's really fundamental. So I think that's why it's here to stay, and obviously it's the right thing to do in many different ways. So I think sustainability becoming mainstream within both our star rating and our expectations around the business and what businesses are doing, not just around their carbon, but also around a multitude of their services, reducing single plastic use and lots of other different measures that come into play is so, so important.
I guess that just as a hotel is a business, a chauffeur company is a business too. And sustainability and being green is very, very important in the chauffeuring world, especially with Transport for London forcing you to acquire electric vehicles now to avoid congestion charging and such like, at a point when there isn't really that much choice in terms of luxury vehicles. How are you getting around this problem, David?
I think firstly, we fully support what TfL are doing. I think it's the right thing for the regulator to take a view on that and almost force the operators to do it. I think we've been fortunate because of our ownership structure to have a very strong balance sheet to be able to invest in the latest lowest emission fleets, and effectively as a new entrant to the market, we could buy fully electric and hybrid vehicles from the off. And that was an important part of our proposition to the five-star market as well. But you're right, Mark, the luxury brands, the motor manufacturer luxury brands, are still bringing new product to market. And I think the move from hybrid to fully electric will advance quickly, and you can see some really great new products coming on the market that we can satisfy the guests of hotels because it's electric, but without compromise to the guest experience. And it's getting both of those in place, which is key to serve the luxury market. And then that's obviously relates to the vehicle fleet, but there's other things that we've done as well to reduce our footprints, such as we don't have any plastic bottles in the cars now. We've opted for cans, which are more easy to recycle. We don't have newspapers in the cars. We have digital newspapers in the cars, which can be branded towards the hotel's landing page as well. So the guest gets into the back of the vehicle and it triggers a text with that opens in terms of the hotel's brand and gives access to 3,000 titles. So it's using the technology digitally to reduce carbon footprint as well. And these are all innovations which we've been able to bring to the London market, leveraging the investment in Paris as well. So it is absolutely critical, and we are seeing it both in hotels, but in other verticals we serve, luxury brands and corporates as well, requesting hybrid and fully electric vehicles. So this is not going away. We've got to embrace it and be in front of the curve.
I guess it's all very well having an electric car, but you need somewhere to charge it up rapidly and keep it on the road all the time, because you can't be telling your luxury five-star client that you've got to pull over for half an hour while you recharge your car. How are you finding the infrastructure issue, and how are you working around that one?
You're absolutely right, Mark, especially serving that luxury top end of the market. That would not do. But I think it's a mindset thing as much as anything else. I mean, we're running fully electric vehicles today with a range of 220 miles. That's perfectly capable to do airport transfers, to do time-based journeys within London. And our operations director is incredibly passionate about it. And he really sort of helps the chauffeurs by saying, look, guys, this is coming. We've got to embrace the technology. We've got to make this operationally deliverable to the guests that we serve. Clearly there's still an issue for out of London work. You need to run that through hybrid vehicles, but the range is improving all the time. The latest luxury saloons coming on the market, we've got published ranges of north of top 300 miles, and that's going to make a real difference to how we operate those vehicles. So a combination of mindset, behavior, operation and new technology.
I guess the hotels need to play a part in that too, in terms of putting infrastructure into the hotel car parks and outside the hotels.
Absolutely, Mark. We've seen a massive trend in terms of more hotels installing EV charging units as part of their car park provision moving forward, as they see that's an important guest need as the number of electric vehicles continues to increase and increase, and the infrastructure slowly starts to improve across the UK.
Well, that was a fascinating insight into a growing and very, very demanding sector of the market. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Simon, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Great to chat.
And David, thanks very much for your input.
Thanks, Mark. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for that. And hopefully you found that entertaining and enjoyable. Join us again for more next time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.